DZ, standing by for net.
To the Blue Ridge Commuter Net, your net control tonight is KJ4WZM. My name is Daniel, and my location is Traveler's Rest. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Top Cedars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of North Carolina, South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Bulletins or announcements for the net, please call KJ4WZM. So, at this time, we'll go ahead and recognize the pre-net check-ins and then continue on with the remainder of the net. K4FDM, that's Fred and Traveler's Rest, and 4IEI, that's West Isla and Traveler's Rest. K4ROW, Richard and Greenville, KF4LZI, Andy on Table Rock. W2AMD, Andrew in Simpsonville, KM4BLH, Kurt in Greenville, KJ4UHF, Jack in Greenville, KO4QLG, Chris in Liberty, KW4TS, Jim in Pilsner, K4XMR, Mel in Prosperity, KS4DTS, Agent Forge tonight, KE0UUX, Joe, Mount Pisgah, KA5WLL, Leroy and Taylor's, KO4RUR, Chris in Greenville, KO4RX, Jim in Dacusville, W4IOE, Sid and Fletcher, KN4MDA, John and Lyman, and K1CJW, Roland and Pickens. That is 18 of the pre-net check-ins tonight. Echolink stations only. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Commuter Net, call KJ4WZM.
KJ4WZM, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John Brown Summit, no comment, no traffic, mark me in and out, sir.
4RJN, that's John Brown Summit, North Carolina. All right, this is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. To check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the right sheet portion. Friday night, we will begin with Uniform through Zulu, U through Z. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, call KJ4WZM.
KJ4WZM. And Daniel, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Zulu. KO4WWZ, turning easily. I'll stick around for some comments, and please let Chad, KO4NUE, and Gary, KO4DOS, because I need to talk with them upon check-in. Thank you. Have a good evening, all in it.
Please check in, Kilo
Four,
Echo X-ray Bravo, that's K4XB. Name is Tommy, location Southern Greenville County. KO4WWZ, that's Chandler and Easley, and K4XB, Tommy in Southern Greenville County. Any other stations, Uniform through Zulu, U through Z, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Commuter Net, call KJ4WZM. Delta next, A through D, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Commuter Net, call KJ4WZM.
KJ4WZM. Daniel, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and via telephone relay, my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be in and out tonight. 7 degrees to you, and all on the net.
KJ4WZM. Good evening, Daniel. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta, Juliet, Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
WZM. Neil and everybody on the net, please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo, Yankee, Quebec, KB2BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Everybody have a good evening.
K4DMW, that is Rick, KK4ONO, his wife Lorena, and KM4MOQ, his daughter Michelle. They're all in Piedmont tonight. Rick, tell
KJ4WZM.
Hey.
Stations Alpha through Delta, A through D. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, call KJ4WZM. Your hotel, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, call KJ4WZM.
KJ4WZM. HCF. This is Paul and Anderson. No traffic, no comments.
For WZM. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN. Harry and Chandler, and we'll stick around and aggravate you a little bit tonight, Daniel.
Virgil EZM with the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. There's a station in there. I think the suffix of your call, I think that's all I got, was Hotel Charlie Foxtrot HCF, and I think your name was Paul. Missing the beginning of your call. But I think you may have been on a handheld or something because your signal was in and out. It dropped the repeater, picked it up again, and dropped it. If you wouldn't mind trying to figure out where my signal sounds the strongest and then come back to me, I'll probably be able to pick you up better. So, just go ahead and try again a second. Also, Net would like to recognize KC4EZN. That is Harry and Candler. And Harry, I've got you. Any other stations, E through H, Echo through Hotel, call KJ4WZM.
KJ4WZM, this is November 4, Hotel Charlie Foxtrot, N4HCF. This is Paul and Anderson again, just rechecking.
Night and day difference there. N4HCF, that is Paul and Anderson. Thanks for coming back to me. Much better that time. Sounds like you're mobile. Alright. Last call for E through H, Echo through Hotel, call KJ4WZM. That's your L. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, call KJ4WZM.
WZM. Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative and say it's 73s for each one of you.
4WZM. 3 Juliet Tango Delta, K3JTD, Jim in Union County, South Carolina. I'm negative and negative, 73.
For WZM. Thank you for calling the net for us tonight. Please check in Kilo Kilo 4, Juliet Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out if you would, please. Everyone, have a good night. 73.
KK4JFO. That's James up on the mountain in Tuxedo. And K3JTD. That is Jim over there in Union. And KK4JBQ Larry. He brings along with him KC4MFK. That is Miss Donna there at home in Greer. Larry, tell Miss Donna we said hello. Any other stations, I through L, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, call KJ4WZM. 9 through P, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, call KJ4WZM. 9 through P, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, call KJ4WZM. K4OIM, that is Walt and Inman. Walt, I got you marked down for comments, correct?
But I took my pain medicine, and I might know it off, but I'm going to try my best to sit around and then that's for a while and back to me.
Well, we should be back over to you shortly then. It looks like the net is, I'm almost all the way through the alphabet now, and it's 9:17. I normally finish finish up with Alpha 3 Zulu around 9:30, so we're running ahead of schedule tonight. Sounds like that wraps it up for Mike's your papa, so we'll go ahead up to Quebec through Tango now. Q3G, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, call KG4WZM.
RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, head in Brevard. No traffic, no comments. I'll stick around for other comments and write you.
Nice. WD8RON. Head in Brevard. And Ed, I've got you marked down for comments. No stations. Quebec through Tango, Q3T, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, call KJ4WZM.
KJ4WZM. You'll please check in Kilo 4, Romeo Mike, that's K4RM Fred. Also, my wife Mary, November 4, Mike Romeo Yankee, that's N4MRY. We're checking in from our home on Nancy Mountain. Near Rosman, North Carolina tonight, Daniel. Good evening to you and all over the net. No traffic, no table.
The 4RM, that is Fred, and N4MRY, that is Mary. They're over there on Nancy Mountain near Brevard. Got y'all checked in. Fred, tell Miss Mary we said hello. We'll go ahead and open it all the way up through the alphabet now. A through Z, Z through A. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, call KJ4WZM. Come again with your call sign and name, please.
K4 GSD Brian Willoughby and Marietta. I'll be negative eight.
Oh. Whiskey 4 Whiskey Oscar Zulu at W4WOZ. My name's Ross. We're with the layout from Waz, and we're negative and negative.
KJ4WZM, this is Kilo Juliet 4, Bravo Kilo India, KJ4BKI, Jack, Rock Hill, South Carolina, be negative and negative.
They go around here, Marietta Station, I have your name as Brian, your call sign, I don't think I've got that correct. I have K4GSG, but I don't think that's correct. Could you give me your call one last time, please?
KGSG.
Off Sierra Tango. Kilo 4 Golf Sierra Tango, K4GST.
4GSC.
Phonetic letter for the last letter of your call. I have Kilo 4 Golf S, like Sierra Street, and then that last letter, is it Papa for P, T for Tango? What is it?
4 Golf Sierra Charlie.
Charlie, got it. I'm sorry about that, Brian. And I would like to recognize K4GSC, that is Brian and Marietta. And W4WOZ, Rod from the land of Waz. And KJ4BKI, that is Jack, and he's in Rock Hill tonight. Zulu, A through Z, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, call KJ4WZM.
4WZM. KN4VVY. Kilo November 4, Victor Yankee. My name is Alan. I'm mobile and modded. No traffic, no comments.
Whiskey X-ray 2, Papa Juliet Romeo, WX2 PJR, Paul Mount Pisgah, North Carolina, Blue Ridge Parkway. I'll be negative and negative.
N4VVY, that is Alan and Malden, and WX2PJR, that is Paul on Mount Pisgah, Blue Ridge Parkway. Any other station, A through Z, call KJ4WZM. GM now securing the full portion of the net with their thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We'll now begin the right portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between right chiefs. We'll now begin the right portion of that with periodic stops for check-ins between right twos. First up tonight, I have KO4WWZ. That is Chandler in Easley. What's new with you, Chandler?
Well, not much, Daniel. Not much. I just had a rough week. Pretty rough. I started a new job, and unfortunately, on the fourth day, they decided, well, we don't think you're good enough for us, so we're going to let you go. And that just, I don't know, that just kind of got me down in the dumps tonight, to be honest.
I completely understand about that. I don't think that there's a single person on the radio who has not ever been let go from a job one time in their life. At least one time, if not multiple times. I know it's happened to me, and every time it's happened, I have found something better. It doesn't happen a lot, but when I was first starting out and I didn't know how to act in the workplace, that happened. Starting off, but I always found something better than the place that let me go. And it's just sometimes hard to get a start to things. And when things don't work out, just know that it's better for that to happen than to be in a place that doesn't want you and just wants to make your life miserable. Because sometimes that happens too. If a workplace feels like you're better than nothing, but they don't really want you to be there, then they'll make your life absolutely miserable. And there's nothing worse than clocking into a job that really doesn't want you to be there. So sometimes it's best just to cut your losses and keep your head up. Things will get better, even though they're hard now, they'll get better.
Thank you. I don't know if EPRM is right on tonight, but during most of your transmission, there was some major interference. I don't know what's wrong, but there was some major interference. But I could still hear some of what you said, and thank you. How has work been for you this week, Ben?
Well, is this any better or no?
Fine, I can hear you fine. It's like somebody else maybe pressed the mic or something was interfering with your antennas. It wasn't like you had white noise on you. It's more like a screeching sound, like almost like a DTMF tone, but not quite a DTMF tone, if you know the name.
No problem. My week was okay. It's been really, really hot. Today, I was so tired when I got done work. After I clocked out, I took me like an hour nap at the shop before I got on my vehicle at home. I drove my motorcycle today. Now I was so tired when I got done today, I just didn't think that I could stay awake even on that bike. So I took a nap and then went home. That heat today was just awful. And yesterday was bad, too. Yesterday, I wasn't so much tired as I was dehydrated. I got a headache yesterday. But I've been so used to winter for so long, it being cold outside, it's going to take me a little while to get adjusted to it being hot again. I don't do well in the heat. I do really, really well in the cold, but I don't do well in the heat at all. So I'll eventually start getting used to it a little bit, but it's definitely tough at first.
He can wear you down. I know what you mean. I was at one point going to take a job in a warehouse running a forklift, but then I figured out they did not have air conditioning in the warehouse. And during the summertime, on a forklift, in 95-degree weather, inside a building with no air conditioning, whew, that's rough. That is rough.
Than that. I worked as a welder at Hawk Trailers in Marietta, South Carolina. Just, you know where that is, obviously. Before I drove a truck, I worked there as a welder. And in the summertime, they have a warehouse. That's where they build their trailers. It's basically in a warehouse. But it doesn't have air conditioning. And it just has a black roof. And it's a block warehouse, like it's made of concrete block and stuff. And it stays at about 100 degrees there in the morning time and reaches about 100 to 125 in the afternoon. It's well over 100 degrees there all day long. And you got two choices. You can wear shorts and short sleeve shirts and get burned from head to toe, or you can wear heavy pants and a leather jacket and not get burned and be incredibly hot. But I did that there. I worked there for, I don't know, a year and a half. I had two summers of welding there. And boy, it was hot. So I understand what you mean about that. And I was so glad when I got that truck driving job for them, because, hey, the truck has air conditioning. That got me out of that. So, whew. But I feel your pain on that. I really do. Been there, done that. Horrible. But, hey, I lived to tell about it. It didn't kill me. But it wasn't fun at all. KJ4 WZM.
Roger, roger. All right, well, I don't want to take up anyone else's time that wants to have some comments, so I'm going to go ahead and throw it back to you, Daniel KJ4 WWZ, back to me.
Well, you have my phone number. If you start feeling down or anything, call me. I'll talk to you. And I hope you're able to get a job sometime soon. Well, I'll ask you later on down the log. Thanks for hanging around for comments. KF4WWZ, KJ4WZM. KZM and the Blue Ridge Meter Net. Looking for additional check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, A through Z. If you'd like to check in, call KJ4WZM.
Yeah, please check in. November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie, N4, DJC, Jerry and Anderson. No traffic, no comments. Good evening to everyone on the net.
November 4, Tango, Oscar, Mike. This is Tony. Belton, no traffic, no table.
4DJC, that is Jerry and Anderson, and N4TOM, Tony in Belton. Thank y'all for checking in with me tonight. Any other check-ins? Alpha 2 Zulu, A through Z, call KJ4WZM.
Call KO4WZW, that's Zulu, Oscar 4. Echo Whiskey, Ben Simpsonville, HG, my name's coming over.
Whiskey 4, Tango Oscar Alpha, this is Grant, Cedar Mountain, North Carolina. Good evening to the net, I'll be in and out. Have a good evening, gentlemen.
Whiskey 4, Charlie Whiskey Foxtrot, that's W4CWS. My name's Colin, I'm in Mill Spring, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative.
Nice. KF4ZEW, that is Ben in Simpsonville, W4TOA, Grant in Cedar Mountain, North Carolina, and W4CTW, Colin in Mill Spring, North Carolina. Any other stations, Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, call KJ4.
Free check.
Yep.
And net control, this is Colin, W4CWS, Whiskey 4, Charlie Whiskey Foxtrot is my call.
What I said, but I do have that written down correctly. I have Whiskey 4, Charlie Whiskey Foxtrot, W4CWF, Colin, in Mill Spring, North Carolina. Correct.
think you said CTW or something like that, but it's cool. W4CWF.
Coming back to me on that just to make sure. I do appreciate it. Any other stations, Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, call KG4WZM. Other comments here. Next up on the stump, I have Harry, KC4EZN, Harry and Candler. What's new with you this weekend? I mean, this week, Harry? Call KJ4WZM.
KJ4WZM, good evening, Daniel. Before I forget, you've got a little bit of 60 cycle hum in the background. Nothing that keeps you from being understood, but it's there. And then the noise that Chandler was talking about sounded like somebody doubled with you, but you were the stronger signal, so we could still pretty much understand you. You can stick that in the back of your head and wonder about it, too. I sort of had a semi-Daniel week up here. Went out Monday running errand in my car, and I stepped on the parking brake, and something went bang. And the pedal went all the way to the floor, so got home and started checking around, and my first thought was that the cable had broken up at the brake pedal, and that is a royal pain to get to in that car. And fortunately, I guess, turned out that one of the cables to one of the rear wheels had, the little tip that they put on the end of the cable had broken off, and I thought, well, that's going to be easy, because it was the one on the driver's side, and that's the side of the car that the cables go down, and this cable was probably 4 feet long, maybe, and once I figured out how to get it all disconnected and everything, and then I had to go to the store and buy the replacement, I thought, well, you know, while I am here, we ought to probably replace the one on the other side of the car that goes over to the other rear wheel. So, got all of that, and we're not talking about a sophisticated mechanics job. We're talking about a job that is just plain aggravating. The cable comes down from the pedal down about halfway down the car, and then they've got a little metal transition piece that hooks the two cables that go to the back wheel to the one cable from the pedal. And that's where the cable was broken. And I really like the way they designed how this cable connects back on the brake wheel. Basically, you get some slack in the cable and there's a little metal tip on it, and you just kind of get some slack and slide it off, and that's it. We're talking about a 30-minute job, maybe. That's taking the tire off the car and whatever. But anyway, the cable that goes to the other side of the car, it has to go up, cross over to the other side of the car. This is a Chrysler Caravan, so with the stow-and-go seats, so the back end of the car, the rear suspension and everything is kind of like, it's got two struts back there like you have on the front of your car. But anyway, got under there, and there's a metal bracket that attaches that cable to that cross piece to keep it in place. And I noticed that somebody had put a tie wrap under there, too, and I think that came from the factory that way. It keeps the middle of the cable from hanging down. Got all that done, and there is a bracket on the arm that holds the two cables together, and it's two pieces of metal, and one cable folds under that arm and is clipped in, and it's got a metal bracket, and then the other cable's got a bracket, and when I put my wrench on that nut, and this is a self-tamping machine screw, You know how it feels when the nut turns loose from the screw, when you put your wrench on it, you get that feeling, and your stomach knots up and says, this is not going to be good. Well, I run the head of the nut off. Of course, that doesn't have anything to do with replacing the brake cables, but it's what holds them in place. Anyway, I finally this afternoon got that nut drilled out and recapped the hole and put another screw in there and got it all back together, and car's ready to run again. But I say just one of those jobs that when you're laying on your driveway under a new car, there's not a whole lot of room under the car. And I jacked this car up and had it on stands, and the wheels chocked and all that good stuff. I'm really not interested in having a car fall on me. But like I say, that was my week, Daniel. Hope yours went better. Went a little bit better than that. KC4WZM, KC4EZM.
Comment. I understand that it's probably very hard to change the brake cords and stuff, but if you think it's hard to change that, try changing the battery out of the 2001 Chrysler Sebring. Now that is rough. KO4WWZ.
So the auto manufacturers have developed some really interesting ways of putting things together. Keep in mind that this particular Dodge was manufactured when Chrysler was owned by Fiat. Fiat Corporation, Fiat Chrysler America. So I don't know how much Italian engineering went into this thing, but this American shade tree mechanic, I won't say that I was frustrated, but like I say, when I put my wrench on that nut and started to unscrew it, now I've already taken two others just like it out. They came out, and when I looked at them, they were a little bit tapered, so I knew they were self-tapping. This particular one didn't go, and I had to go find a drill that would take the thing out, and then I retap the hole and put it all back together. But yeah, they find some interesting places to hide batteries. KC4EZM, back to net control, KC4WZM.
KC4EZM, KC4WZM. Wow, it sounds like you definitely had an adventure there. that brake cable stuff, well, sometimes it's easy and sometimes it's difficult. It could have been a lot worse, but I'm glad that worked out for you like it did. Sorry that happened, but at least you were brave enough to go ahead and fix it yourself. And I know that feeling there about when you go to turn the head of a nut or bolt and it just snaps off like that. My favorite is doing that with exhaust manifolds, and the head of it breaks off and you're left with a little stub in there, and it's all rusted and fused into the head and all that stuff. Gives you a real sick feeling in your stomach then, trying to figure out what to do with that. Oh man, that's one of my least favorites right there. Breaking one of them off. And then when you go to take it out and it won't come out, so then you have to re-drill it and re-thread it and put in a different size. And hope that you don't mess the head up. Yeah, that's my favorite right there. But I know the feeling all too well. I'm glad you were able to get that all squared away. And good idea to do the other side. See, you were smart enough and experienced enough to do it. I'm smart enough to know especially with brakes and things, what you do to one side, you do to the other. Well, I decided to shortcut my way out of things. I went ahead and I had a brake caliper lock up on my driver's side wheel when I fixed that last week. And I knew full well, this is the Explorer that had sat for 4 years. that I bought and have been working on fixing it back up. I knew full well if one side locks up, the other side is going to follow suit. So I bought two brake calipers. Well, I went ahead and fixed the driver's side, and it didn't fix the passenger side. I drove it 2 or 3 days, and then the passenger side one locked up, and it locked up worse than the driver's side one ever did. So now I have that thing backed off, and I have no front brakes right now. I can pump the pedal real quick and bring them back to life, but I've been downshifting and using my emergency brake and hoping that the cable don't snap and all that kind of stuff. So I need to go ahead and fix that tomorrow. I'm planning on fixing that tomorrow morning. I'll take it over to work and wash some trucks and fix my brake caliper. And I also need to put new brake pads on it, too. They're not completely gone, but they got heat damage and they glassed over. So, and KC4EZN, KJ4WZM, back to you.
Yeah, I've been there and done that, too. I thought I was saving money, but it ultimately, I didn't save any money and wound up doing, instead of twice as much labor, about three times as much labor. So, yeah, I've learned that lesson, too. I also like the advice you gave Chandler. Sometimes when life throws you a curveball, the best thing you can do is catch it and pass it on. And as you said, that might be somebody telling you to look in a better place. I thought that was real good advice. I've had that happen a couple of times too in my life. Instead of letting it get you down, look on it as an opportunity, and sometimes things turn out a whole lot better. You look back and say, man, why in the world did I pick that other place? But that's part of learning. Anyway, other than that, we're just poking along. I've been sitting here trying to work a guy in West Virginia on 15 meters on FT8. I need 5 states for worked all states on 15 meters. And needless to say, I've got Alaska and Hawaii and Washington and California is the close states that are hard to get, especially on 15 meters. And I managed to get to Tennessee this morning, and when I looked at where this guy lived on the map, he lived way in the west end of Tennessee. Those close-in stations on the upper bands are sometimes difficult. I'm working on West Virginia. But anyway, got another one out there that wants to chat, so we'll turn it back to it. Sound like your second shift came in after you and Chandler chatted, so that may be it. But enjoy talking to you, Daniel, and I say it's kind of fun to share some of these mechanic experiences. I know I've had a few, and most of the things that I have learned the hard way. One of the other things that I learned is after you learn one thing, sometimes you learn something else new the hard way again. I've lived long enough now and made enough mistakes like that, but I still got a sneaking feeling that there's a few more lessons to be learned in life. But it's all kind of fun, and I figured I saved myself a couple of $100 in labor just by not taking it to the dealer. And again, this was not a hard mechanic job, but it was just one of those nasty jobs. Had to snake things around, and like I say, having to retap that hole was not part of the game plan. That was a 30-minute job that turned into a 3-day job because I really wasn't. I had some other things I had to do and have another vehicle, so I didn't have to drive it. But anyway, we will turn it back to you, Daniel. Enjoyed it. KJ4WZM, KC4EZN.
And I've been, sadly, around the block just a few times through the School of Hard Knocks on a few things. One, the mechanicking, when you do something to one side, you do it to the other type deal, especially with brakes, wheels, anything like that, tires. Another thing is if you rebuild the top end of the motor, you rebuild the bottom end. If you rebuild the bottom end, you rebuild the top too, because one will be all tightened up, and then it'll put all the force on the other part that wasn't rebuilt, and it'll mess up. So that's, I haven't partially rebuilt a motor before and had it blow up, but I saw somebody else do it. He rebuilt the top end of his motor, knew that if he kept driving it like that, he'd blow out the bottom end. And he told me that. He's like, I need to go ahead and take some time off and fix the bottom end of this motor before it messes the whole thing up. And he knew to do it. He put it off, and then his whole motor blowed up because he didn't get around to it in time, and it has now been sitting for a few years now waiting for him to come up with the money to redo it. So I got to watch somebody else make that mistake. Another ham radio guy. Some people would know who he is for sure. He might have his ears burning right now. But anyway, I try to learn from other people's mistakes. Another thing is with Chandler's side of things, it's really difficult to work at a workplace that doesn't want you. I would rather be fired from somewhere than have them make my life absolutely miserable until I leave. Same thing with a relationship. I'd rather go through a breakup than be stuck with somebody who really can't stand me and we get on each other's nerves. It's a horrible thing to get married to the wrong person. So those are some mistakes that I would rather not make myself. I have been in bad relationships and gotten out of them. I've been very thankful I haven't married the wrong person or had kids with the wrong person, because I watched so many other people struggle, and I hope I never make that mistake. But yeah, there's a few things in life to learn from, and that's just a few of them. I got many years to go as far as wisdom goes. I'm just barely starting to scratch the surface on some basic stuff now. But hopefully things work out good for Chandler, and I'll keep him in my thoughts and prayers. Good luck on all your mechanicking stuff. I'm glad it turned out well for you this time. Hopefully hopefully you don't have to turn any more wrenches for a while. KC4EZM. KC4WZM. Good talking to you. We'll catch you later on down the log.
Daniel, mark November the 1st, first weekend in November, that's when the shut-in trail race is, or whatever you want to call it. If you're interested in, finding out if you're good enough to run 3,000 feet and 15 miles, that's the weekend they have that race. Go Google shut-in trail and you can get the details. KC4EZM.
I'm planning on doing the Sphinx Run Fest. I think that's in October. And I'm going to do a full-length marathon, so if I can recover enough from that, that should be a good two-week gap. I think it's the middle of October, and then that's the 1st of November. Hopefully, I will have recouped enough to go ahead and do that. I don't see why I wouldn't have. I tend to do pretty well with endurance-type activities, so I'll cross my fingers on that, mark it on my calendar, and run that. That sounds really fun. KC4EZM, KJ4WZM, thank you for that. KJM, looking for any additional check-ins, A through Z, Z through A, call KJ4WZM.
4WZM. Jim Daniel, getting in a lot late, but please check in Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee. K4CHY, Houston, Seneca, negative and negative.
WZM. Daniel in the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride Joy. We're at home and easily, no traffic, no queue tonight. Good evening to you, Daniel, and all on the net.
Yes, KN4CHY, that is Keith and Seneca, KI4DOS Gary, and K3JOI Joy. They're at home and easily tonight. Gary, tell Miss Joy we said hello. And also, I need to catch up with you about that antenna. And if he's still in here, KO4WWZ Chandler wanted to catch up with you as well. He didn't say why, but he wanted to catch up with you. We'll turn it back to you, Gary. KF4DOS, KJ4WZM.
Daniel, I'll hang by. just want to call Dan, or Chandler, KO4WWZ KI4DOS. On there, Daniel, KI4DOS. Yeah, we got to get together on that that other antenna. And I've got, we have VE testing tomorrow at 9 o'clock over at the Red Cross building, so I'll be tied up for a little while.
What time is that at?
That's starts at 9 o'clock. I'll make an announcement. It's kind of late, but I'll go ahead and do it anyway. Make this my number one for tonight. We have Red Cross, we're going to have VE testing at the Red Cross building at 940 Grove Road in the morning at 9 o'clock. If you would like to come and take the test for the first time, you need to get your FRN. That's Foxtrot Romeo November. The FRN number, before you come to the test session. If you do not, we can get it, but it just takes up a whole lot of time. If you're coming to upgrade, you need your a copy of your license, a picture ID, and $10. That's what the test cost. And we start at 9 o'clock in the morning. So there you go.
Should I mark that down as a piece of traffic or no?
Yes, sir. Put that down as a piece of traffic.
And if you'd like to catch up with me after that, I should be in the Jenkinsville area. Around the time you wrap up from that, for probably a few hours afterwards. I'm not exactly certain yet how long I'll be up there, but I'm intending to be up there probably from about 8 or 9 a.m. until about 2 or 3 p.m., somewhere around there.
I'll ping you when we get out. We normally through by 10:30 or so. And I'm home normally around 11:30, so we should work out all right.
Good. I'll try to catch up with you tomorrow then.
And that's all I got over here on this end. And I think Chandler is gone somewhere because he didn't answer. Maybe going to business. He's got a new job, so we'll talk at you a little bit later. Turn it back over to you. KJ4WZM in the net, KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, KJ4WZM. Thanks for jumping in. Any other check-ins A through Z, call KJ4WZM. Now, so we'll go ahead and continue on with comments. I don't know if Walt is still around or if he went to sleep because he took his pain meds. But we'll go ahead and give him a shout. K4OIM. Walt, are you still around? Call KJ4WZM.
I have a reaction to it. I'm going to
KJ4WZM. Man, I hope things get better for you soon. That's really, really difficult. I hope they're able to get all that stuff adjusted to. I'm sorry about all the swelling and stuff. I've been meaning to come by and see you at some point. Work's been really, really busy, but recently it started slowing down a little bit. I'm going to see if I can get a chance to come see you at some point soon. I actually could have today. But I was so tired when I got off. The heat has really been getting to me at work. I'll get used to it and be able to manage it okay. But I tell you what, when summer first shows up, I really, really struggle with it. I don't know what it is, but I get cramps and headaches and just general fatigue and exhaustion from the heat. After about 2 or 3 weeks, I start doing better. But at first, when summer hits, it's absolutely miserable. So hopefully I'll get used to it soon. The longer I stay in the heat, the faster I'll get adjusted to it. So I've been trying to avoid the air conditioning for now. But it's been a little bit much on my end. So I'll try to get acclimated to it, and hopefully I'll be better soon as far as the heat goes. But I'll try to get over and see you sometime soon. I've been meaning to for a while. K4OIM, KJ4WZM.
That's a